Every month, a Salt Lake City police officer goes around and empties 12 red meters throughout downtown. The money is for the Homeless Outreach Service Team, or HOST program, which started in April 2011.
We've raised over $19,000.
That's Sergeant Michelle Ross, who heads up the program for the Salt Lake City Police Department. She's quick to note that most of that money has not come from the change inside the meters. $18,000 of it was raised from the businesses that paid to have the meters placed out in front of their locations.
For $1,500 a year, we have a whole group of sponsors, different businesses. We actually have a family who sponsored a meter. And what we do is we take that meter and we put it in front of their business, and we can do that anywhere.
Now that the program is in its second year, Ross would like to see more businesses commit to leasing a meter. She says there's no better way to stop panhandling because the money goes straight to the providers that can help the homeless find resources and social services.
If you start directing services to those areas where that need is, whether it's, you know, they're without a home, they lost their job, they have a mental health issue, they have an addiction issue, you start working on those problems and you can get them out of that cycle.
But smaller restaurants like Squatter's Pub in downtown Salt Lake City, which currently leases a meter, question whether the $1,500 price tag is too expensive.
Would love it if the second year and the third year and to continue the program wasn't as expensive now that the meter is in place. It makes it a little bit more economical for us and a little bit easier decision because we get approached by so many different organizations and there's only so many ways to cut up a pie.
Still, Amy Cody, sales and marketing director for Squatters, says the feedback about the HOST meter has been positive and no decisions on whether to renew it have been made. Sergeant Ross continues to work to grow the program. Just last month, City Creek announced it would donate the proceeds from the coins in its pond every other month to HOST. I'm Jessica Gale, KCPW News.